Sound check. 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 The date is October 1st, 3:06 a.m. My name is Jess. You don't need to know my last name, so don't ask. You knowing my first name doesn't really matter either. It's just something to call me. Names don't have much value to me anymore. When you are trapped in hell, what you are called doesn't matter much. All that matters is that I am now a forgotten, damned soul beyond the reach of salvation or rescuing. The thing has let me move independently this time, so I hope I have time to finish this recording before my time runs out. If not, you can't rescue me anyway. I had first read about the legend of the wee beastie on Reddit. It was so popular that there was even a subreddit dedicated to it. Despite that, no one had ever seen it. I'm not going to tell you which one because, well, you wouldn't be able to find it even if you searched for it. I don't know if that's the way it finds you or what, but I don't want to put you on its radar. Don't listen to the people who talk about wanting to meet it. It's not worth it. Trust me. Because I only have a limited amount of time, and I don't want to spend it on warning you about idiotic Reddit users. For the purpose of this story, I'll only call it the Cursed Subreddit. According to the information on the horror subreddits though, this thing, wee beastie, there was never any descriptions regarding what the thing was, or even what it looked like, packed quite a punch. But this was all based on rumours and badly written internet creepypastas. There was yet to be a user who actually claimed to have met this thing. Little did I know the horrifying reason behind that. I had stumbled upon the Cursed subreddit by accident. Full disclosure, I am no Reddit aficionado, far from it, but my husband had gotten me into it right before our wedding, and I was quickly hooked. I especially like browsing the different communities right before bed. It gave me something to read as my husband finished his late hours at his corporate IT job. Plus, who doesn't want to read about other people's messed up lives? If that doesn't tell something about my personality, then I don't know what to tell you. In terms of communities, I was especially interested in the reading, relationship, and story subreddits, but I sometimes subscribe to the more popular horror communities for a little extra kick to my stories, if you know what I mean. Please don't ask me to tell you which ones. I won't be able to respond, and you'd be wasting everyone's time anyway. To be honest, I'm not sure how the Cursed subreddit had found me. I love the horror genre, but there was a sense of secrecy among the other horror communities that you almost needed to be invited to this particular subreddit, whatever that means. In fact, it had an almost cult-like following. Some particular users went to horrific and often illegal ends to summon either the monster and/or subreddit. They are one and the same to me. I can never forget the pictures of their activities for as long as I live. Like everything else in this story, don't ask me to tell you what I saw. It was far too disturbing. More unsettlingly, there was somewhat of a joke among the horror enthusiasts that the monster, or whatever it was, somehow created the Cursed subreddit to drag hapless and often isolated people into its snare, somewhat like a spider catching its flies. They weren't wrong. The more I think about it, it seems like that's exactly how it finds its prey. Of course, before I knew any of what I know now, I thought it was all a ludicrous legend, especially seeing as no one had met the wee beastie, as it was so called. Thus, the legend remained unconfirmed. I remember the day that the Cursed subreddit found me, like it was yesterday. Jake. Sorry, that's my husband. I'm horrible at introductions, and I had had yet another fight over money and my spending habits. We had had many fights over money in the years following our wedding, mainly because neither of us could agree on a budget, or, on the rare occasion that we did agree, the budget was never followed, and I always fell into my old ways. Amazon, Etsy, eBay, you name it. I bought from all those sites like I was made from money. What can I say? I like nice stuff. While I never followed our budgets, when they were made, what did follow was resentment and anger on both of our parts. It wouldn't be a lie if I said that divorce was on the horizon. After this particularly nasty fight, Jake declared that he needed to go to the office, despite it being 2:30 a.m. I wasn't stupid. What he meant was that he needed to go to the bar and drink until he wanted to be picked up or passed out and the bar called me. The nerve to say that I spent too much money on clothes and stuff, and he can just drop 75 on drinks still makes me angry to this day. But whatever, it doesn't matter anymore. At the time, I was too upset to care. As I laid in bed, crying and too angry to get up and turn off the dim yellowing lights that our cheap studio apartment was filled with, I instinctively opened my Reddit app. The clock on my phone read 3:06 a.m. I typed in relationships and began to browse. Post after post was filled with stories similar to mine. Stories of people who should have never gotten married, who should have stayed friends instead of becoming lovers, or should have never met in the first place. The list of dysfunction went on and on. I'm not sure what the purpose of my scrolling was. I can't remember now. Maybe I was seeking camaraderie, hope, a sense that things would get better. Whatever it was no longer matters. What matters was that on the recommended subreddit bar was a community I had never seen before with a caption that read, "For lovers of horror movies and scary stories." Thinking back on it, the funny thing about it all was that the cursed subreddit just showed up on the recommended list. Nothing of the sort ever showed up previously when I'd searched the recommended searches made by previous Redditors. Maybe that was how it found me. I will never know. Here's where I made the biggest mistake of my life. You know when you know something is a bad idea, but you do it anyway, and that feeling of sick and disgusting dread just boils under the surface of your skin, and you know that you made an awful mistake? I felt that as my finger pressed the link to the cursed subreddit. I wish I'd listened to that feeling. My gosh, I wish I'd listened. The subreddit had a cheesy, haunted house on a hill at midnight with bats in a graveyard cartoon for the background. I was about to click out when I noticed there was a post asking about where the stories were and why this person couldn't see anything but this subreddit on their app. Man, even talking about this makes me so angry that I didn't just ignore the cursed subreddit and walk away. There were so many red flags about what awaited me. As I scrolled, it was like my eyes were glued to the screen. Post after post were about the monster called Wee Beastie. One near the bottom read, "Anyone else consumed by this thing? I just want to see Wee Beastie." What was bizarre is that it was posted by the same account over 15 times, with the grammar becoming increasingly worse and more illegible, with the top post screeching, "For the love of God, please, please don't take me, Wee Beastie. Please just end the suffering." It was like watching someone go insane. Stranger still was the lack of comments or votes under any of the posts. At this point, my feeling of dread increased, but so did my curiosity. Stupid me. I looked for an information or moderator post, anything to tell me about this community. That's when I saw it. The number of members. 665. And every single one was active. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Reddit, there is a space at the top that shows the number of members versus the number of active members. Even on a busy subreddit, you can expect that at any one time, there will be no more than a quarter of the members active. Reddit is an international community, and it would be reasonable to assume that not every member would be on at the same time. Strange, I thought to myself, but what really creaked me out was that there wasn't even a join button. My heart dropped. I remember reading months before that the cursed subreddit automatically made you a member when you visited, but at the time, I had brushed it off as an urban legend or another basement neckbeard making up things to scare people. Here's where things really get weird, as if they weren't weird enough already. Posts with gibberish began just popping up, followed by loud notifications, one after the other. The notifications kept getting louder and louder. Despite that, my phone is religiously always left on silent. Scarier still was that it was like the noises were coming from inside my head. Bing, bing, bing. It was like a metal hammer banging against the inside of my skull. It felt like something or someone was trapped inside. The pain was horrifying. I tried to scream, but suddenly found that I couldn't move, speak, or even breathe. It was just me and the noise as I silently suffocated with no escape from this personal hell. Words can't describe the torture and claustrophobia of suddenly losing all movement and being trapped literally in your own head. I felt like a statue, with a notification sound ringing, no, banging in my skull. I was frozen in place and I couldn't even take a breath. My lungs were burning while my trying eyes stayed fixed on the phone screen. All I could do was watch the posts appear, each one more frantic than the last. "Help, help, help, please stop, help, help," one screamed from my screen. I felt tears roll down my cheeks, but I couldn't blink or wipe them away. I'm ashamed to say this, but I begged whatever was holding me captive to let me breathe, or at the least, let me pass out or even die. The limbo was awful. I don't think words can portray the torture experienced. You know that scene in Clockwork Orange where the guy is in his seat and his eyelids are forced open and he's restrained? It was like that, but there was no one to put eye drops into my eyes, and I could not breathe. Finally, after what seemed like hours, whatever was holding me in place released me. I fell off the bed and onto the floor, gulping for air to fill my empty lungs. The horrifying notification sound was suddenly gone, replaced by a pounding migraine. I grabbed at the carpet, my face sweating as I coughed and cried, my eyes burning. "Jess?" I took a few more gulping breaths and looked up. Jake was kneeling in front of me. He must have gotten back home when I was still frozen. I crawled like a child into his lap, sobbing. "Please, please don't let go," I begged. "I'll make it right. I'll never spend another cent. Just please don't leave." "Oh, Jess," he sighed. Leaning into his chest, I didn't see his face, but I knew he was smiling condescendingly like he always did when he was correcting me. "You learned about Wee Beastie, didn't you, sweetheart? You didn't listen to your gut feeling, and now Wee Beastie knows all about you." I froze, panic setting in. "What did you say?" I whispered. Jake laughed. "How very like you, my love." He hissed the last word. "To not listen to a word I say." I stared at his chest, suddenly very aware of my surroundings. He was skinnier, much skinnier than I remembered, and his t-shirt felt very thick for the type of cotton it was. It was hanging off him like it was two sizes too big. My heart was pounding in my ears. Jake was an ass, there was no denying that, but he'd never acted or felt like this before. You're scaring me." My voice was rough from the lack of air and from crying. "I always listen." Jake laughed. No, cackled at my cry. "Why, my love," he said it again, that inhuman hiss. "Of course you never listen to your darling Jake, the husband that has taken on so much debt because of your irresponsibility and childishness, the one that was driven to drink to make up for your selfishness. How pathetic. What a useless wife you are. The burden I have to shoulder because of you." My cheeks flushed, and I was suddenly dragged into a standing position. Jake, or whatever was in Jake's body, had picked me up roughly from under the armpit and made me stand. I felt something under his skin slip, like when your hands move in gloves too big. I coughed again and fought to get away from the pain. I looked at his face. It wasn't Jake. Not even close. Sure, it looked like him. It had his voice, and it had his clothes. But it was not Jake. His strikingly handsome face stared at me with a wolfish grin, and his teeth seemed to be a bit too long, too animalistic. The lips also hung at an awkward angle, like they weren't fully attached to his face, like there was something smiling underneath the skin. It was like an elaborate mask. I stared at the monster, if that's what it was, trying not to show fear. Jake threw back his head and laughed a screeching laugh. Then he looked me right in the eyes. That's when I saw it. It definitely wasn't Jake. It was something wearing Jake's skin. It was like the skin had been glued carefully to parts of the thing's face and body. There were wrinkles in the arms and hands, and even the chest, where the skin fit too loosely, like gloves and shirts that were too big. Worst of all, the blue eyes that I'd always loved weren't blue anymore. They were black and bloody coloured where the white should be. No, this thing was not Jake. I'm not even sure to this day that it is human at all. I couldn't take it anymore. I screamed. I screamed louder than I'd ever screamed before. I struggled to get out of the thing's grip. I thrashed back and forth, but the monster's grip was relentless. "You know," the thing moved Jake's mouth closer to my ear. "There is one way to get rid of me, but you missed that opportunity when you entered my domain." The hands beneath Jake's skin became so tight that I thought my shoulder would dislocate. That's when I saw it. My cell phone turned on and opened the Reddit app to the Curse subreddit and began a new post. The thing glanced at it and laughed. "What should we tell our fans? Oh, you know what? I have an idea. Let's ask." The keyboard appeared on the screen. "Is anyone else consumed with the idea of Wee Beastie?" The phone began typing those exact words. The thing wearing Jake's skin screamed, "Send it," in a howling, inhuman shriek. The post appeared at the top of the subreddit page. I stopped struggling for only a moment. I knew those words. They were the same ones on the cursed subreddit before this nightmare began. Somehow, other details were becoming more clear. Panic set in full when I realized what was going on, and the trap I'd unleashed on myself when I clicked into that subreddit. I started sobbing, full, ugly sobbing. "Please, please, leave me alone. Just go away. Why won't you leave me alone?" As I screamed, a new post appeared on the subreddit. Every time I took a breath and screamed in terror, a new post was created, over and over again. I kicked and fought to no avail. It was like kicking a statue. Whatever the thing was not moving even an inch. That's when I realized that I was being carried by my armpits to a new location. I squeezed my eyes shut, not wanting to see this Jake but not Jake conglomeration. I heard the monster gleefully open the closet door with me in tow. "With the wee beastie you go," it laughed in a sing-song voice. That's another thing I should mention. The thing didn't walk. No, walking would be too human, too normal. Instead, it hopped from one foot to another like some kind of demonic puppet attached to strings, and one leg was broken. I continued screaming and fighting as we entered the closet. Instead of clothes and boxes, though, it was a black chasm, like a portal to a hellish dimension. The monster then said something that I would never forget, no matter how many times it forces me to try and forget. "It will be a pleasure to see you again, Jess." It hissed the last S sound of my name. I just love when I get to meet my new fans. In all of the panic and fear, my mind began processing what the thing wearing Jake's skin had said. "Jess," it had whispered. It should have been impossible. I never told it my name, and my Reddit username was nowhere near my real one. There weren't any objects in our apartment with mine or Jake's name on them. That's when a horrifying thought struck me. When it killed Jake, it must have assumed his memories, which meant that it knew everything about me. It knew every fear, every thought, and finally, and everything else that I ever told my now dead husband. My thoughts became fuzzy, and I knew one thing. I had to get away. My thoughts raced back into the panic state. I had to get away. 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 As if reading my thoughts, the wee beastie hauled me into the void that had once been my closet. "Oh, my fly," it sang. "You flew too close to the poor spider's web and got caught, and now the web is where you'll stay." With that, it flung us both into the black chasm. I was mid-shriek when everything went black and soundless. What felt like only a second later, I opened my eyes to find that I was laying on my bed, the monster gone, and my armpits aching horribly. I felt tears on my face from what had just happened. Horrified, I realized that time had started over, and I was exactly where I was after Jake and I's fight. My stomach churning, I glanced down at my hand and found that my phone was open to relationships. The time was set exactly at 3:06 a.m. I saw the curse subreddit on the recommended tab. Feeling the bile rise in my throat, my hand moved against my will, and, whatever control my motions, pressed on it. In the distance, or perhaps in my skull, I heard a horrible notification sound. I might have been imagining things, but I thought for a second that I heard something inhuman hiss in a high-pitched voice. "I'm almost there, my love. Your Jake is almost home." At the top of the curse subreddit, I noticed with horror that it now had 666 members, all of whom were active. A strangled sob gurgled from my throat. I knew what awaited me. Tears stung the corner of my eyes. It was only a matter of time until the monster came for me, once again, over and over. I was trapped, repeating this hell again and again. I can't tell you how many times I've experienced this. Each time the monster comes for me, Jake's skin rots and sloughs off more and more, and the monster's own grey, worm-like skin becomes more visible underneath it. Perhaps I will stay in this cycle forever. Soon, I will forget my own name, Jake's name, and anything that ties me to my own humanity. All I will remember is that the wee beastie is coming. If you're listening to this, walk away. If you see that curse subreddit, you'll know it when you see it. Whatever you do, don't click on it, no matter how much you feel like you need to. Just walk away. Do whatever you can to avoid the wee beastie. I didn't. Take my story as a lesson. Avoid it. Oh God, I heard that hissing voice again. He's here again. May God, if there is a God out there, may he have mercy on my soul.